Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland is sold out. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. It stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. And it's sold out. So here's the only way for you to get tickets. Text this word to our contest line. It's pretty simple. So here's the deal. We got a pair of tickets for you and a chance at front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic right now. This hour's code word is BEST. B-E-S-T. Take the word BEST and text it to our contest line 20357. Text BEST to 20357 for your chance to win front row tickets to the show. A meet and greet with One Republic. This hour's code word is BEST. Be BEST. All right. I've been waiting for this. It's not anything.
Is it a new pokey?
It's not a new pokey.
It's not that exciting.
It's not that exciting, right?
Okay.
This is just medium exciting.
I've been waiting for this.
You know.
What could she be waiting for?
The streaming premiere of Deadpool versus Wolverine is today, Disney Plus. If you've been waiting, you didn't want to pay the money. If you live at my house, we don't pay $4.99 to rent a movie on principle. Because we already pay for too many things.
So is this at Disney Plus?
It is Disney Plus.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have been waiting, like I have been waiting, your time has come. You guys, I know you've both seen that movie, right?
I have not seen
it. Oh, you
that
didn't
movie.
See it?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
Okay. Oh, right. That's right.
I saw Wild Robot.
How was that?
You're mistaking me with someone who does grown up things. I don't do that. I do. Kid stuff.
Well, don't forget that your kids can't watch Deadpool and Wolverine.
No, don't worry.
Okay.
Oh, it'd be good for them. It's frolicking good time.
No, you make a couple mistakes and that kid ends up wide awake all night and you realize, you know what? I'm never doing again taking a chance on what they watch before bed.
Mm. I'm going to pre-watch that and make sure it's nothing but flowers, rainbows, and unicorns.
You going to watch it today?
I don't know if I have time today. But
it is get her done Tuesday. You got to watch it.
I have other things to get done today.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
You know, when I'm such a little bitch about like when I have a day off, I don't want to do the things that I would normally do on that day. Like, no, it's a day off. So I got a bunch of stuff to do today.
Procrastinate.
And it rained yesterday. Yeah. So I had a lot of reasons to not to.
Oh.
But I have some stuff to do. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I know you've seen Deadpool versus and Wolverine. I don't think it's versus. Apparently, Channing Tatum plays somebody named Gambit in there.
Yes.
Oh, you're also excited about this.
So Gambit's is a character that they've tried to bring in before into some of the universe and just haven't done it right because he's a really good character. And,
I did not know that you were a comic book nerd.
I'm not a comic book nerd. I'm a comic book movie nerd.
Okay.
Yeah. And I read. I read. I go to stuff. So maybe I am. I don't know. But he's great. He was great as Gambit.
What's his power?
I want him to have.
What's Gambit? What is
Gambit's got like a walking stick thingy that he fights with. Kind of like a cane.
Like a sword cane?
No, it's just a cane.
Does it shoot ray guns?
I don't think so. No, but I mean, he can like if he hits you with it, you'll like fly against the wall. Like it's powerful.
It's like special powers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's some comic book nerds out there just screaming at the radio going,
please, feel free to text us 800-400-3697. So now what does Gambit wear? Channing Tatum played Gambit in Deadpool and Wolverine apparently. And everyone is freaking out about his portrayal. Like the Marvel execs are like, we got to give this guy his own movie. Like Channing Tatum may have just with a little cameo may have opened up a door. Oh, that's a weird outfit. Are those fingers coming out of his? Okay.
Yeah.
He's got like a weird collar. It's a little rough. It's like a little bit.
He's supposed to be a gambler from New Orleans.
It's like, if superheroes went a little bit steampunk.
Is that what that thing around his head is?
What do you mean? The like headband thing?
There's a headband, but it goes around his under his chin too.
Yeah, like wear that?
It's like a neck.
It's like a neck bra. Maybe he's got a bad neck and he's trying to fix the neck.
That's all one piece. The thing on his forehead is the same as the thing that goes around his cheeks and down underneath.
It seems useless. Is it some kind of armor? Because if it is,
we're
it should cover
you,
more of
Maddie.
His face.
Yeah, I don't know what this thing is he's wearing. You got me on that. It is weird looking. It makes zero sense. It doesn't seem to add to anything.
His hair sticks out the top. It's like he's getting the broccoli thing. So he's got the hair sticking out the top, but then it's like a headband that goes down around his cheeks. His ears are coming out. His face is coming out, and his hair is coming out. Like, it covers nothing
it
important.
It covers everywhere where I would get Botox. The forehead, a little chin action there.
It actually pushes his whole face kind of forward.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gambit is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but apparently the Marvel people love him as Gambit, and they're like, you know what we should do? Make another $1 billion.
Well,
they're really good at that. They found ways. So
they're also really good at bombing lately. So what'd be really good is they plan and write a script and do a good movie. Make a good movie. And don't just push
with a good story.
The costumes out there and hope that's enough, because it's not.
He was a scene stealer in that movie. He was really like.
Is he funny? Like, what's so
yeah,
great about him?
He's funny. Flips car. You know, he's always got like car, does card
oh,
stuff because he's
tricks.
A gambler. And
I
don't know. It just and he's also kind of an anti-hero, like kind of a good guy, bad guy.
Well, that's kind of what Deadpool and Wolverine
exactly.
are too. You know, they're like you love them, but they're kind of jerks, and but then they got a heart of gold. Because that's the way it is in the Marvel comic universe. Anyway, the show, the movie itself is available today. If you have Disney Plus, it's there you go. It's streamable. If you don't have Disney Plus, I'm sure you can rent it. But it's available for streaming today. It makes its streaming debut. And
right.
then this, so I'm looking forward to seeing how this Gambit, because I have a full story about like everyone's flipping out about Gambit. So as I saw Gambit, I'm like, do they mean the Queen's Gambit? She really is great, that Anya Taylor-Joy. I think she's wonderful. Let's see. Over the weekend here, looks like Venom hung on to number one. It's been out 3 weeks, and it's made about $114 million here in Merca domestically. But it made another $15 million that kept it on top. Heretic, that's the scary movie with Hugh Grant,
mm-hmm.
where he takes these two girls who are like out there pushing, you know, Jesus and the Bible, and he brings them in. And
that didn't win,
them.
Huh?
No. In fact, it's in 3,200 theaters, and it only made $11 million. Something called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever is number three. It's $10 million. I don't know. Wild Robot, still up there. $6 million for fourth
I
place.
I watched it again this weekend. It's so good.
Smile 2 was number five. Conclave, number six. Goes on from there. So here's a story. Megan Fox, Machine Gun Kelly. They're back together and she's having his baby. So she's 38. So she's well within her childbearing years. First thing I thought was, isn't she in her like mid 40s by now? But no, still in her 30s. So they did lose a baby. And that was actually kind of, it was a big deal. It seemed like a bomb that got dropped into their relationship because things were not awesome for a while. And they were, in fact, I want to say she either kicked him out or moved out of whatever house they were in. And we didn't know if they were engaged anymore.
Something that traumatic could stress sure. the best of relationships. No question.
Well, she posted
and
a
I'm
photo.
Not saying they're the best of relationships. I just mean,
no, absolutely. I mean, that's so it's rough, especially, you know, you having a baby, you're attached to it. It's terribly upsetting. And I think a lot of people go, well, it wasn't a baby yet. But if you were pregnant with it and you're having that baby, it's incredible. It's an incredible, horrible loss. And they went through that together. And she announced yesterday that she and Machine Gun Kelly are expecting their first child after previously suffering a miscarriage.
So they waited the proper amount of time before they made this announcement, right?
She's pretty big.
Okay, good.
She has posted a photo where she's nude, but covered in like black liquid and cradling her bump. And at first I thought she was wearing like a black bodysuit. Like she's apparently naked. She's kneeling and she's got her hand underneath her belly, but some syrup has dripped down onto her.
Like Jägermeister?
It's like more sticky and
like oil?
Like oil. It looks like oil. You want to say?
Except oil's not even, when oil's new, oil's more brown and see-through
yeah.
than anything else.
This is, it's very, it's like, kind of like, It looks like black oil, but it's just paint, I'm sure.
This is the baby announcement?
This is the baby announcement.
What in the... is wrong
and by that? The way, she said, I know, they're just so dark. Nothing is ever really lost. Welcome back. So she's... and with a yes. What? Here's the pregnancy test. It says yes with a positive first response. Yes. I'm looking at these nails. Like, how does she get anything done in her life with nails like that?
I thought we already decided people who grow their nails like that aren't getting things done in their life. They have other people doing things in their life.
Still, does someone come in and wipe her? Like, that looks absolutely dangerous. It's like if you're Wolverine and you're trying to wipe yourself. You're like, oh well, I didn't need all those bits anyway. Slice. Anyway, so she makes this announcement. It's as goth as it. It's like the most goth baby announcement of all time. But congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm.
She posted the photo where she's nude, covered in some kind of black liquid, cradling her bump, and a photo of a positive pregnancy test. Nothing is ever really lost. Welcome back. I don't know how far along the baby is. There's no word on the gender of the baby. She has three sons with her ex-husband, Brian Austin Green, ages 7, 9, and 11. And Machine Gun Kelly has a 15-year-old daughter with an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He is, I want to say he's a little younger than her, too. I want to say he was like a teenage dad.
Mm.
Especially if he's got a 15-year-old. I don't know, though. He's 34, so he's not that much younger. So, yeah, maybe he was 19. Is that the math on that?
You know, I don't need to make a PSA here, but that is a possibility when you decide to have kids. So if you're thinking about it, it happens. It's more normal than you think.
And it's why people don't make the announcement before.
It's very traumatic too. Even when you're like, we're only 3 weeks in and it's gone, or 4, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever. It's traumatic and it's normal.
And if you've had a few, it crushes you, because you get, the further you get, the more horrifying.
Oh, I'm sure there are people who went, I'm not trying that again.
Right.
No, thanks.
I can't be going through that over and over. But it is normal. It's part of it. All right. So congratulations to them. There's a, do you want to put that photo of her covered in oil or whatever it is? It actually, and it's all over the ground too. It's a very strange picture. Anyway, she's, you know, goth mom over there.
Well.
Fantastic. Let's see. They're saying that they're together. And that's basically it. She's pregnant with his baby. And the other thing I wanted to say about him is that, you know how last night there was, I think Sunday Night Football was in Germany. Let me see if I've got the thing there.
Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, so the other night ago. Panthers, Giants.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Yeah, it was in Germany. Anyway.
And also, it's the Panthers, Giants.
Sure,
right. Who wants
what are you
going to
watch
that
for? So, and they do this occasionally, right? They'll do something in Europe, or they'll go down to Mexico.
They're very much trying to for a company that prints money here in America. They really want to print money worldwide. They're trying very hard to get people into it. It's not an international sport.
At all.
The same way basketball and soccer and other, even hockey.
Right.
International.
It is such a strange thing that the whole world is into their football and we're into our football. And there is there are soccer teams here. Yes, there are soccer fans here.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not a blip on most people's radar here.
They used to call the Big Four, and it was NHL, MLB, NFL, and NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer was way, 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 way below that. Is it coming up? Yeah. Lionel Messi being in at Miami was a big deal. People loved it. But it's still below hockey.
Yeah.
Way below, right? By the way.
I just don't know what we are missing here that the rest of the world is clearly into. Are you a soccer fan?
No. Yeah. I mean, I'll watch it.
But I like it, but I don't. Yeah, I'm not.
But some people, like, they come to blows over there. Like, even in the CB Strike books that you and I read.
Oh, yeah. Like they've got their teams.
He likes Arsenal, right? They have, you know, there's all these constant references to football games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, those teams. Mm. But I'll go with whatever C.B. Strike likes. That guy. Those are good books, by the way, the Strike books.
Yeah, they are.
Corman Strike.
Very good.
Really good.
415 says, that's because soccer is boring. There, I said it.
It does seem boring to me. But they're watching these, right, because they're watching these matches where it's really, I'm sure there's a lot of fancy footwork happening and everyone's very amazing. But man, if there is, sometimes it ends and no one has scored any goals and it just ends. Like, oh. Anyway, moving on to what MGK did in Germany. Now, Maddie, you like this, yeah?
I'm very choosy about when people do a cover of this song, but this wasn't bad. I've heard worse.
Okay, so this is Machine Gun Kelly performing a very particular song, which apparently is huge in Europe.
Yeah, especially like in Ireland. They love this song.
But they're in Germany. Well,
I'm sure they love it too. Here okay. You go. Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Woo!
Blue Ridge Mountains.
Maddie is so happy.
Everybody! Blowing like a breeze, country roads, take me home.
I'm going to turn his mic off.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I know it's your song, but yikes. So you're just happy it's being performed.
I'm always happy when the great state of West Virginia gets. I've heard him do this. He did this song when we play Penn State at the beginning of the season.
You mean the Wildcats, the Wolverines,
Mountaineers.
I knew it was one of those, but I didn't know.
You didn't say the one that it was one of.
It was one of those three that just got said.
And I remember that one not being as, I wasn't thrilled with it, but this is okay.
Well, it sounds like he's got it down, like he's been practicing it.
Yeah, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Well, the reviews online aren't good of it, but I'm glad that you liked it, because it is your song. There's no question. What do I got for time here? I have plenty of time. Here we go. I put up a promo this morning. It's from Max, whatever that is. I think it used to be HBO, and for some reason they decided to change their name to a totally generic thing called Max. So they put up a promo of everything that's coming up in 2025, and it's a reminder that they have some amazing shows on there, like The White Lotus is referenced on that one, and Hacks is on it too. It's just glimpse after glimpse after glimpse of all these shows that that I just love. I don't see the whole list here. Damn it. Of course, I lost that. But it's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and it is a promo for if there was something you like on HBO.
The good times are coming.
The good times are coming back. I can't believe I can't find those stupid list of the stupid things. But I can't, so I'm going to move on from it. So there's that. It's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Total possible spoiler alert here. I am going to try to not to. I don't watch Yellowstone. If you have not yet watched Yellowstone, I think this is from Sunday night, right? Isn't that when the
I don't watch it either.
Half of the season?
Know.
All right. Then all I'm going to say about it is Kevin Costner found out John Dutton's fate after the Yellowstone episode aired. But he didn't know the whole story, because he didn't watch the show. And apparently there was something else that was revealed about the character that he played. And he's no longer on the show. I'm not going to say what happened or what, but it's pretty crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's actually, even for me, I don't watch the show.
You said a bunch of words, but none of them link.
His character's fate is revealed.
But he's not on the show anymore.
He's not on the show anymore.
So... there he is, not on the show anymore, but they went,
here's what happened.
You know why you haven't seen Charles Dutton?
Is that
not Charles,
name?
Is it? No,
John
Charles
Dutton. John Dutton.
Actually an actor, some I think.
John Dutton.
But you know why? Yeah, because he died.
Well, first they tell you what happened.
By the way,
I don't
know.
And then you find out, it's something, but I'm not saying anymore. No spoilers. I'm trying. Something happened and you think you know what it is, and then all of a sudden it's revealed that that is not it. Over here.
So he was the neighborhood hussy and was caught by her husband and shot to death in bed.
Yes. Okay. How did you do that? That's amazing.
I don't know.
Amazing.
You know, olden time days.
Right. The old
people
school.
We want. What?
Hey, John Dutton. All right. What's coming up in the news?
So much, including 1 in 12 employees. I am the one among us here.
Oh, of the 12 employees.
Well, I mean, of three, the three of us. I'm the one that hasn't done this as well after these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
As it was. Boodle-dee, boop, 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 boo-doo-doo-doo. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour. What? Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me. Every day, log into the free Odyssey app. Just download it at Google Play or the App Store and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour. That gets you a daily entry to win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift on the final stop of the Eras Tour in Vancouver, Canada. Round trip airfare for two nights hotel stay. Check it out on the Odyssey app.
You'll keep us up on what her plans are after the tour's over, right?
Oh, you know, my finger is on the pulse of what's happening with Taylor at all times. I mean, it's a priority.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. When the needs of our society increase, Fremont Bank Foundation ramps up its support toward basic human needs, education, arts and culture, and other causes. Mm-hmm. Go to FremontBank.com today for more information. Here's what's happening. I don't know if the rain caught you by surprise yesterday, but it did me. Not today, though. Mostly clear. Highs in the 60s. And there is a high surf advisory. Be careful along the coastline. Right here in the city, out OB way, it's going to be massive. 49ers won over the weekend. So that's good news. All right.
Boop,
boop. I teased you with.
Yes, I'm ready for this.
One in 12 employees have never. And out of this room, 1 in 3 have never.
Oh, can I guess what it is?
What is it?
Pooped in the public restroom here.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's it.
You've never had like an accident where you're like, oh my God, I have to go right now.
I've never gone to the bathroom here. I mean, number two.
Right.
Ever.
In this building.
What about this building?
What about the other building?
I don't think so, but I would have a, like, that's 15
years. Right?
I mean, actually even more because there was a first time too. So I would guess I must have at least once in the olden days.
Because sometimes you just can't help it.
Well,
sometimes you just got to.
I try very hard to help it.
Yeah, I do too.
I really try, but I can't say it.
I mean, I had just a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I'd make it home. I've got to go here. I hate it. Maddie loves it, though. Maddie does it immediately when he gets here.
He loves it.
He'd rather do it here than at home. Right, Maddie?
I don't mind doing it here. I do it. Yeah, you're right. Well,
you're one of the guys.
Kind of the routine.
There's a new survey out
on bathroom habits at work, and some people are spending a lot more time in the can than others.
Oh.
1 in 12 employees have never gone number two at work, ever. I've never gone here, ever.
You know, I will say, though, Vinny is, he's very regular. Like, he's got a way. He knows he's going to have to go. So he does his things at home that help him to finish that there. Not everyone has that.
Look, I understand that our hours are ridiculous.
Yes,
they just are.
They are. It's so dumb.
I know that.
Yes.
I also know, though, that I want to go before I leave my house in the morning. So while it would be fine to shower, shave, be ready, have my clothes out, put my clothes on and walk right out the, like in almost one foul swoop, I could get an extra hour of sleep.
Mm.
But I don't do that. I get up early. I drink my coffee, which gets a lot of things working.
Yes, that is the way.
And then I have time before my shower to use the restroom. That's the way I make that all work. And mostly every time it goes to plan.
And there's stuff to be done. I mean, it's not like you're getting up am waiting around for an hour.
No,
there
I
are
make
things
coffee,
that need
I
to
make,
be.
I,
sure, you start
I
reading.
Make my
we start to
doing
right. We're doing all
the
these
show.
Things. Right.
All the things are going at once. Yes.
Like I was, I do that as well, and it does not happen for me. Mm. So I just go to work. Mm. Yeah,
Vinny, do you? Have you ever not been able to go? And then what do you do if you have to go when you're here? Do you just hold it till you get home and are comfortable? Or
I've never had a situation.
He has yelled, I'm prairie dogging. I'm crowning.
No, I've yelled that in the olden days, yes. But part of that was because there was Lou and I wanted to just get past him and not be dealing with.
Like I have to leave because I'm not going to poop here. I'm going to go home. Got it.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
have any more meetings with him.
I really liked Lou.
I did too. Lurking Lou.
But usually it was chit chat either way, and then he'd send me an email about what he really needed to tell me, which was like,
couldn't you
have
just told me that
there, bro?
He didn't like confrontation.
I know, and that was his thing. He was very good with people, and that was his thing. So okay. Anyway, back to the story, yes. Which is only 1 in 12 employees have never gone number two at work. Nearly 1 in 5. Refuse to at work unless it's an absolute
that's me
emergency.
I refuse to. I wouldn't want to. I feel like I just.
What's the big deal?
The big deal
it's
is
a
that
toilet. It's clean.
It's
know.
Not that. It's that other people are coming in and out of that room. I just don't want that. I don't want to. And people. And I'll tell you, people talk in bathrooms. I don't like that. I want to go in, I want to whiz, and I want to wash my hands, and I want to leave. I don't want to be in a conversation with you. We're in a bathroom. And I work at a radio station. Like, I need to go. I only have a limited amount of time. It's a long walk. It's 39 steps. And I have to go, and then I have to come back. And we're on breaks while we're, but we're getting ready for the next thing and doing stuff. Like, I just want it to be quick.
If you're one of those people out there saying, what is the big deal? Who, why? What is your...
I don't know what the big deal is.
For most people, the biggest issue is lack of privacy.
Yes.
And that's probably more common when they're larger bathrooms rather than one person lockable rooms, which we don't have here. We don't have the...
Several stalls in each one. And I hear the guys in there talking too. But guys just do not seem to care.
Well... I don't want to talk to anybody, but I'm not going to, act like I'm concentrating so hard on my number one that I can't answer you.
But it's not just that. I'm talking about guys don't seem to care how much noise they make.
Oh, well.
Or how stinky it is.
Embarrassment about the smell is second on the list of reasons why people don't want to go at work, followed by noise concerns.
Yes. All those things.
Fear of judgment from coworkers. You know, as far as that goes, the only judgment you're going to get from me is if you do that and walk out without washing your hands. That's the only place where you're going to have me go, oh, freaking gross, dude. You're touching. They
Wash
purposefully
up.
Made this whole area interchangeable. It's everybody's workspace, not mine, which means the dude who goes to the bathroom and comes in here and sits in my spot after I'm gone, that bums me out.
Yeah. Well, unless he washed his hands.
Come on.
Have you seen anybody not wash their hands here?
I have seen that before. I'm okay. Not going to say I have anybody's
he
coming
to call anybody.
I don't
want
to. I've seen it before for sure. Anyway, embarrassment from smell, noise concerns, fear of judgment from coworkers, concerns about cleanliness, and people who'd say, "I just can't go in public."
Well, there is that too. Even sometimes if I have performance anxiety, like a go in, two people go in at the same time and she starts peeing and I'm like, I have to sit here for a minute.
Well, concentrate on the sound she's making. It helps.
Well, I picture like rainfall.
There you go.
Falling off leaves and stuff like, oh, that helps. Oh, I'm whizzing. Okay.
For what it's worth, women are far more likely to dislike going number two at work. Yeah. Far more, which is speaks to the point already made.
Are there people who you say we're more likely to dislike it? Are there people who actually like it?
Well, what comes to mind for me is at work. This is years ago. This is when I was in college and I'm running this surf shop in Ocean Beach, California, not this Ocean Beach, the one in San Diego. And that place was just a nest of guys who surf and they're on the team and they're coming and going. And Jimbo, his brother, his older brother, is a guy who just used to show up and destroy a bathroom. And he's one of those guys who's like happy to talk about it. And him and I were talking one time and he goes, and I was saying, you want good paper. I don't know why you always want to go here. This place only buys that one ply. He's like, what, are you afraid to get a little poop on your hand?
Oh.
And I go, yeah, bro. Yes. Now, since I've had kids, I'm completely over it. Like,
you got probably a poop on your hands right now.
A little poop on my hands, I'll live. Right. But at that time, I was like, yeah, that's absolutely what I'm afraid of, dude. You should be afraid of it, too. He's like, oh, come on. Ridiculous.
Oh, there's some good texts here.
Read them.
If I go at work, at least I'm getting paid for it. Ha, 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 ha.
That's not good for
also, 510 says, if you have IBS, you go wherever, whenever.
That's true.
And 925 says, Bonnie saves poop for home and friends of old lady.
And friends of old, I get it. Okay.
Friends of your old lady.
Yeah, I understand exactly what they said. Mm. That was not.
Really, really creative. It was great. That's a good one.
Time for nerd news.
Nerd alert. It's a nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Nerd alert.
In rocket news, SpaceX is planning to do another Starship launch on the 18th.
All right.
So what is that, Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's another big one.
That's the one where they rocket it up and then they catch the booster?
This is another test of the chopstick arms that catch the booster, yes.
Okay. All right.
In tree news, the world's first wood satellite arrived at the space station on Tuesday, a week ago today.
Okay.
They're going to drop it into orbit soon to see how it holds up in the vacuum of space. If it works, we might use wood for all satellites someday. It's more eco-friendly when it burns up on reentry and doesn't damage the ozone layer. And upon digging further into it...
This is so strange.
It is strange, but it's not that strange when you think about it. They say the 50-year plan of planting trees and building timber houses on the moon and Mars is in motion. And this is the beginning of that process to find out if...
How it does in just open space.
And I watched the video, which I can't play because it's too long and too wordy, but they're talking about the extreme temperature changes from light and dark side as it orbits.
Yeah, yeah.
They're beyond like anything you'd experience on this planet. So the test will be to see if this thing can make it. It's only a palm-sized little satellite.
Oh, tiny little thing.
But it's made of wood. And they're going to be testing it to see if this thing will work.
I am dying to hear.
Long-term.
Because that's one of the big problems with like hardwood floors. They contract and expand. But I wonder if that part will be built in. I mean, the bottom line is that I guess they'd have to be airtight. I don't know. Maybe they don't have to be. Maybe there needs to be no pressure.
It's weird because you do have to water. I mean, am I crazy? You have to water trees, right?
Well, yeah. But once, yes.
If you're going to plant them on the moon...
Oh, I thought you were saying they're growing trees here to be used on the moon.
Ultimately, they hope to farm up there.
Well, they'll have to build domes, Finn, for sure. They definitely need air, and they definitely need soil, and they definitely need
and
water.
Which you'd just have to ship up there?
I guess.
That doesn't make any sense.
Is there any ice on the tops and bottoms of the moon?
I don't know.
Well, the other thing is, if you can plant a forest, that would create its own oxygen for us. Like that would actually, and be a filtration system.
They say, I highlighted this, with a 50-year plan of planting trees and building timber homes on the moon and Mars, this is a decided step to develop NASA-certified wood satellite to prove wood is a space-grade material.
Incredible.
So there's a longer, bigger plan. This is the first step to it. And here is, let me show you.
Really incredible.
This is the first, look at the size of the thing.
Oh, wow. It's tiny.
Oh, it's tiny. It's like a giant Rubik's Cube.
Yep.
Like the guy's holding it in two hands, but it's like if, I don't know.
And I thought that was a model, so I dug further into it, and I cannot find, that is the version.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. And it's a cube. It's just a wooden cube. That is very interesting. I am fascinated. You know, what's crazy about it, too, is that with wood, you can join wood with wood, with whether it's pegs or dovetailing things. Like you, like wooden puzzles. You know how they all interlock and you can and log cabins, for God's sake. Like, that's actually super interesting to think that they might be able to craft all these pieces that they need, even screws they could make out of wood, I suppose. I mean, it's so, because I would think like things that would glue it together would be a problem.
By the way, there is ice on the moon, mainly water ice in the pole, on the pole region. So you were
confirmed
right.
Water ice. Oh, look at that. Huh. Well, that's good news. Maybe we can melt some of that.
You know,
for our new trees up there.
When I was
the moon forest.
I was redoing this little, I got this little apartment many, many years ago.
Here in town?
No, at the beach. You know, the apartment. And
right, here in San Francisco, but out by the beach. Is that the one we're talking about?
No. The one I own in Santa Cruz.
That apartment.
I was remodeling some things in that apartment. And when I went to get new doors, I was like, I want wood doors. Mm. Wood doors are beautiful, yes. And they age and they look great. And they expand and contract in such a way, there are times when I cannot open the door.
Mm.
Like, I could leave it unlocked and no one could break in because you can't
move it.
You can't. Wood expands and contracts so much. I don't know how they're going to do this or what they're going to treat. If they have to treat it, then is there a point?
I don't know. You could, sometimes when you don't paint the top and bottom of the door, it expands like that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like how incredible.
Did you talk to Kirk Adney about that?
I haven't.
That's got to be.
It's beyond belief.
It's got to be solved.
Like, well, I'll never buy a wood door again. And as they talk about wood going through extreme temperature changes, I'm thinking that's going to burn up in 1 minute. And they're going to go, well, that experiment's over.
Yeah,
titanium, hello.
I'll be very interested to hear how this goes.
Wood.
So stupid. Wood. Who would build anything with wood? Jeez.
In bathroom news.
Oh, more bathroom news.
Because we've had some already.
Sure, all right.
London might start using heat from its sewers to power heating systems in its buildings. Several cities already have similar systems. They don't use the actual air, just the energy from the heat, so there's no smell.
So everything's...
Don't make the poopy face.
Cooking down there, and they're like, that's hot. Let's use that. Yeah. Okay.
How does it not smell?
They're using the heat, not the air.
So it like heats up tubes that warm the room, like radiant heat, and then they don't let the air out. But if you were to poke a hole in that, then all of a sudden poopy smelling air would come out. Okay. I'm sorry I asked.
Is that a breaking news?
I don't think we have a breaking news.
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
Hit it.
I don't see it.
I'll go back a story then. Okay. Never mind.
Wait, what? I want the breaking news.
No, you can't have it.
Oh. You better get us a breaking news thing.
A poll asked people, this was, last week during the Halloween. Well, actually, now it's 2 weeks.
Okay.
A poll asked, what would be worse to find under your bed? A dead person or a living person?
A living person.
Is worse?
Yes. They're both bad.
They're both bad.
I don't want to find, at least the dead guy's not coming after me. What is the living dude doing under there? Why? I'll take the bear. Well, which one do you think is worse?
I'm the reporter. I'm not going to answer the question, and I wasn't going to do this story, but you don't have my breaking news sounder.
I don't have that. It's not my fault. That's Maddie's fault.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, watch the movie Martian with Matt Damon. It'll explain botany in Mars.
Yeah,
it would be similar to the moon.
He had to create dirt by himself.
That movie's so awesome. Watching a guy science himself out of really dangerous situations is more fun than you think.
As great as that movie is, it's the book. The book is better.
I agree.
Like, by far. You just get so much more into it. But it is a great movie. Oh, do we have, hold on, we have some.
I have some kind of breaking news thing.
Let's hear it.
It's too late.
No, I want to hear it.
It's way
what does it sound
late.
Like? See if it's good. That's pretty good. What do you think about that? Is that a keeper or do you like a little?
That is an absolute no.
Oh, that's a hard no.
That's a hard
it's
no.
It's too gentle, isn't it? It's
yeah,
too
I'll gentle. Find one. I'll find one here.
All right, hold on. Let's hear another one. Let's hear this one.
No.
You know why? Because we have one.
It needs a stab.
It's on the instant replay somewhere. We definitely have a news sounder.
Okay. I'll look for it.
You're screwed, man, if you don't find it. Good luck.
925 says, remember when Vin bought gloves for every time he changed the baby's diapers? LOL.
Yes, I
do. That's exactly what I was getting at is you get a cold, hard splash of water. And really,
oh, my life is poo now.
You have to just get with that program. And I did. I didn't have a choice. I was fighting it. But the truth is, those gloves, there's no way you could glove up every time you're dealing with your child.
That's true. That is definitely true. You'd go through so many gloves. You'd fill up a landfill all on your own.
I also didn't know how often I'd be called to duty.
Grr, grr, grr.
Duty.
Oh, he said duty.
Duty. Get it though? Like, yeah, you get it. Right?
Called the duty. Yeah. Oh. By the way, I was saying, you know, when we were talking recently about Call of Duty, but it's, but I think the game I was thinking of was Assassin's Creed. The end.
Duty.
Because it was a Viggo Mortensen thing. Vinny hates Viggo Mortensen now because I'm so into him. So jealous.
Not now.
What do you mean, not now?
I've hated him his whole life.
Ever since I fell in love with him?
Yeah.
Okay, I get
that
it.
That guy.
Right. He came in like Scuzz blustering bucket about Viggo Mortensen.
No, I did not.
You did.
Someone wrote, no, that's not what happened. I was reading texts and someone had written because we were, you know,
talking about what guys you two would like to do.
We would do.
Right.
And someone said, Vinny, would you do Viggo Mortensen? And I was reading that and said, no, hate that guy. And then you're all, what?
Why do you hate that
guy? He's so handsome. He's dreamy. I love him. What's your problem? I would do him. Why won't you? And I was like, yeah, I don't
why
know.
Why won't you?
I won't. I don't want to. He's gross.
Yeah. It's because I'm so into him. He's so jelly. I'm sorry, Vinny. I'll try to like less guys. I'm trying to like fewer guys. Sorry. Sorry, Mom. So I guess Ryan Reynolds is out. You can keep Hugh Jackman. I'm not into him at all. So you can put him on
your
list.
Ryan Reynolds can get the out too.
Yeah. And Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
Although I don't really want to do him because he's so childlike. It feels wrong, you know?
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash?
Is that it?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I thought you were laughing at some text you're looking at.
No, I'm looking at text, but you're going to take us on another road, and we're already late.
Pee bottles, cancer, and dead people available for hire.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God.
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.